Blog Talk Radio.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God. We are your people. Let's sing it like this together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the problem
may be,
he's in control.
He's in control and he knows everything.
I have the victory for
him. I have the victory, for he is my king.
In him I live, I move.
In him I live, move, and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
no matter what, the problem may be,
he's in control.
He's in control and he knows everything.
How many know that you got the victory?
I have the victory, for he is my king.
Him I live, I move,
and I live, move, and have my
king. Say like this, that's the people.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Miss Mocha. Yes, I'm back, I'm back, I am back. I have missed you guys. There is so much we have coming up this season. We are starting a new season in September. Well, September will be in a couple days. So much. I just wanted to kind of add something a little different. I wanted to do something like a morning show, not a complete full show, but just kind of like a little mixer, just something in there in the morning to listen to. I know a lot of times we get caught up in what's going on, and you just kind of need a little inspiration. So a little upbeat music, just a little something. But first thing I want to do before I even get started is give God all the honor and all the praise. Whatever your day consists of, we're just going to speak that it's blessed. We're going to speak that it is prosperous, that you have an awesome and productive day. That's the first thing we want to do. As a writer, as whatever your job consists of, whatever your occupation is, whatever your passion is, whatever your dreams are, we just want to speak that into existence, that whatever you touch is successful. That's what we want to do first. Now, get down to the nitty-gritty. BWSradio.com is back. It's been a while. It's been over 6-7 months. However, I've been working on a couple things, a lot of things. We will have a new addition to the team. He calls himself Country with a K. So just kind of adding like a little comedy to the team. Mario will be back, so it'll be myself, Mario, and Country. So it's going to be fun. I'm excited. I'm so excited. I've added finally an email list, so you can sign up for emails and keep up with our updates, events, different things of that sort, anything that we're having. If you would like to be a guest on the show, you can send an email to blackwriterspace@gmail.com. Now, to sign up for the email list, if you follow me on Facebook or Twitter, I typically repost that a couple times a week. The next time I come on, I'll have a specific link that you can just go to sign up for that. But it's very simple. Just ask for your name and your email, and then you're in. So when I start sending out emails and different events and things, you'll be signed up for that, and you can stay informed. With the being on the show, just shoot me an email at blackwriterspace@gmail.com. That's with two S's. And there is a sponsorship fee, a minimal sponsorship fee, everything costs. So, but it's definitely worth your while. We have over 10,000 listeners. We have over, 8,000 followers on between Facebook and Twitter. So it's definitely worth your while to sign up with us to advertise your book. If you have a business, now I did put this out a few months ago. If you're not an author, but you do have your own business and you would like to advertise with us, I am offering where you can host your own show. And that was, I believe it was $175 a month, and that's four shows. That's one show per week at 30 minutes for each one. So whatever your day is, if your day is Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, you have the 30 minutes to come on and talk about whatever your product is or whatever, because you never know who's listening. This internet radio is slightly different from a live radio because you get to go back and listen. So all they have to do is click the link and, you know, people can go. And of course, we're on the internet, so you have over 2 point something billion people that can listen to whatever it is that you're talking about, whether it's your book, whether it's you, your brand. Whatever it is that you're pushing, you have such a wide variety of people that you can reach through the internet, and we would like you to do it through us. So, again, if you would like more information about that or to sign up for that, and it's $175 a month, just shoot me an email, again, at blackwriterspace@gmail.com. That's with two S's. Also, be sure to follow me on Twitter at blackwriterspace. That's with two S's. It's the Twitter handle is Black Writers, it's Black Writer Space, but you take the CE off, so it's Black Writer Space. SPA will be the last three letters under Twitter. I also post that all the time. If you follow me on Facebook, I post a lot on Facebook and Twitter. So whatever's going on, you aren't guaranteed not to really miss anything if you're following me on Facebook or Twitter, because I do post everything and they're both connected. Anyhow, if you have not ever listened to our shows, feel free to go to our website, www.bwsradio.com, and listen to some of our past shows. I even go back and I listen to some of the shows, and it's like, wow, you know, we were brand new, we were fresh, but people gravitate towards positivity. People are looking for something inspiring, something positive, something to push them into their destiny. People are looking for something good. So going back and listening to the shows was like, wow, it was funny, it was comical, it was just like, wow, we accomplished a lot the very first season. I don't even know, I haven't even counted how many guests we had, but we had some great guests. We had Melvin Childs. He was the he's the author of the story about the he's telling his side of the story pertaining to Tyler Perry and how he made it big and all of that. And the name of that book is called Never Would Have Made It. Very, very, very good interview. Very good interview. We've had Zane on, our very first guest, which I always thank him because he was like our very first guest on the show ever. J.M. Benjamin, author. He's an author. He's a speaker. He is amazing. He is definitely a supporter of Black Writer Space. He came on, I believe he was on his way to a book signing on the road, and he pulled over to the side of the road just to talk to us and do the interview and everything. So those type of moments you just really appreciate. You really appreciate those. Anytime people can support you when nobody knows who you are and nobody's really listening at the time, but you have people that will step out and say, you know what, okay, cool, no problem. That is what you really look for. That's God. That's what that is. That's amazing. And we definitely appreciate that. We had Wahida Clark on. Everybody knows who Wahida Clark is. If you read Urban Fiction, you know who Wahida Clark is. Awesome, awesome interview with her. She's doing some things. She's signed with Cash Money Publishing right now, and she's still putting out books. She was just here in Chicago a few months ago with the book joint. She brought her in and did like a live reading where you got to actually meet her and purchase her new book and all of that. I had a couple of her authors on. Nene Capri, she's under Wahida Clark Publishing. There's another guy that is very, very, very inspiring to me. I had never heard of him before, and I don't even know. I think I connected with him on Facebook, Treasure Blue. If you have never heard of him, check him out. Google him. Look him up on Facebook. He's on Facebook real heavy. Always, always giving out advice, information about publishing and authors, writing. I mean, this guy is the bomb diggity when it comes to experience in a publishing game. He is it. And he is not ashamed to share any information with you. He has a group on Facebook where they post all the time. He posts on his page. I think also he has a like page. And I believe he's on Twitter as well. But check him out. He is amazing. He's awesome. The very first season, we also had our first author from the UK. His name was Colin Jordan. He was great. I believe I had him and Zane on the same show. He was awesome. Just a lot of different things that we were able to accomplish in the first season. And I just because of you guys supporting and going back and listening to the shows. Yeah, we started out and it was really, you know, we had the little one listener some days. We didn't have any. But then those numbers started increasing. People got used to started looking forward to hearing us and hearing the show and got to know the different personalities on the show. So that's just, it's really exciting. Very exciting. I'm excited about starting the new season. I'm excited about our addition to the team because sometimes you need to throw a little something different in there. You know, people don't want to hear the same thing all the time. So I think this is going to be, I know this is going to be great. It's going to be amazing. What else do we have? I had to add another page, my Black Writer Space. I have two pages. If anybody listens to me or they follow me, I have a whole lot of pages on Facebook. And I have one personal page, Miss Cafe Mocha Studios, and you can connect with me on there. And then I have the Black Writer Space magazine launch page. That's where the bulk of my Black Writer Space followers are. And I also have a like page for that. And I have a Black Writer Space group. The group is now 500 people deep. And I was a little worried because I wasn't spending as much time in the group or posting like I needed to be. And so it wasn't growing. So I just kind of committed myself to trying to post something all the time, trying to just, you know, put something up there about marketing your book. And just, of course, you know, I'm all into the book thing and the publishing thing. So just started spending some time in the group. Now I get about 2 to 3 friend requests, not friend requests, but asking to join the group like every day now. So I have reached 500 people. And I'm telling you, when I used to look at those numbers and it was like 75 people in the group, 100 people in the group, I was like, oh, wow. Was this a good idea? Yeah. So now we're 500 deep. So now we're going for 1,000 members. And it's not even about so much about the numbers. It's more so about being able to connect with authors and writers. That my ultimate goal in starting Black Writer Space was to connect with authors and writers that we don't know nothing about. Those are the ones with the best stories. We know about all the popular ones, but I want to hear from the ones that may have been writing since a kid, or, you know, they just have the passion as well, just like I do, just like you do, and have a couple books out. Or they might have a story that's written and not know how to publish it. So with that being said, it's really an inspiration for me to just be able to connect people. It's not so much about the numbers, but when the numbers start to grow, and there, I got a comment on there yesterday, day before yesterday, and the guy just joined a couple days ago, and he was like, "Wow, you have a lot of great information in this group. Thank you so much." You know, when you get things like that, it's a blessing. It's really a blessing. And then you know, okay, I know I'm doing the right thing. I told my story. Every once in a while I tell a story about this guy who called me at 12 midnight one night, and he just wanted to know about Black Writer Space. I was calling to find out about Black Writer Space, you know, and it blew my mind. I didn't care about what time it was. It was just like, wow, you know, any time when God gives you a vision, and I say that because he does. I don't come up with any of this. He places this stuff on the inside of me. He created me. So with all of that being said, when he gives you something, a lot of times it may not be what is in your brain about what your plans are, but he already has everything mapped out. So it's like, what? Okay, what am I going to do with this? And Black Writer Space sat for about 3-4 years before I really started pushing it and really realizing what it is that I had. So once I started pushing it and really putting my time and my energy into it, it just kind of blew up like crazy. And then I ended up starting a radio show by, I can't think of the guy's name. He is very well known out of Chicago. He's a lot of times he's on Channel 9 News. I can't think of his name right now. But I spoke to him about what I was doing. He's like, "You need to start, do you have a Blog Talk Radio? You need to start a Blog Talk Radio show." And I was like, "What? Blog Talk Radio? No, I don't have no degree in that. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't sound professional." I started this show. I sat on it for 30 days, and then I started it in, I believe, December 2011, and it took off. So with that being said, God knows exactly what he's doing, and he'll send people that you don't know to give you pointers here, pointers there, to be mentors. I mean, anything that's positive that's going to add to your life or add to your passion or what it is that you're doing, whether it be a business, a book, a publishing company, whatever it is that you're trying to do that's going to bless people, going to make a difference in somebody's life. It'll all come together. You could not know anybody. They say a lot of times it's all about who you know. No, a lot of times it's not, because I didn't know nobody. But now I know a lot of people. Connections, I have a lot of connections. But I didn't have that start now. So don't ever get discouraged about, of course, I always go back to publishing your book, because that's how the show was created. But we're starting to branch out into other things, and that's one of the reasons I'm offering for people to host their own show. As far as their, if you have a business, you could not even be a writer, but if you have a business that you're trying to push and you just want some exposure, and we do have listeners, people go back and listen to our shows, and so don't think, you know, well, nobody's probably going to listen. How many people do you have? It varies. Some of the shows that I thought nobody would listen to, when we had the Natural Weight Loss Coach on, I think the first show that she had with me, 3,000 people went back and listened to that show. So it's like, wow, you know, it's not millions, but that's better than 10 people listening. And like I said, you never know who's listening, who's looking for some answers for whatever your topic is about or whatever your product is. You just never know. But continue to think positive, and just know that, because I get requests sometimes for people to be on the show, And I have a minimal sponsorship fee. It's not a lot at all. But sometimes I get the responses back of, well, you know what, I was told not to pay for any interviews. And that's fine. It's to each his own. But guess what? At some point, you have to invest in yourself. You have to invest in your business. You have to invest in whatever your passion is. And that does take money. So to each his own. Everybody has their own program going on. I'm not mad at you. Do what you have to do. But if anything, still listen to our show. still type in www.bwsradio.com. If you would like to, well, I only have a few minutes left, but we have a new, I'm not going to give the number yet because I don't know if that's going to be our original number, but today the call-in number is 347-989-8252. So if you'd like to call in, I have about 10 minutes left. If not, I am going to continue to chat with you. And let me see, what else did I want to talk about? Okay, yes, okay. This season we have, with the addition to our team, Country with a K, we're going to have a relationship show, which I really think is going to be really hot. I think it's going to be great. I know it's going to really jump off. That's a topic that he kind of brought to the table, and that's his thing. He's very passionate about it, and it's like, oh, okay. You know, and I don't mind doing it because, what was that about? I guess about a year ago, I said I wanted to do a relationship show. Now, we had like one episode. I had a situation where I dated somebody and it was turned out really crazy and all that. So I just had the one show, but I didn't do anything else. I think I had set aside Mondays. We would talk about relationship, whatever. So anyhow, like I said, our new edition, Country, is very passionate about that subject. And that's like his thing. And I don't mind, you know, if that's what you, hey, if you're passionate about it, then you got the, come on, let's go. So we will be introducing a relationship show. I'm going to say the first week in September we'll be having like our first show. And it'll be an hour. It won't be really quick because we want people to be able to, whatever the topic is for that day, we want to be able to have the discussions and have people call in. And if they have any questions, that's another thing. For that show, for the relationship show, if you have any questions, again, my email is blackwriterspace2@gmail.com. You can always email your question if you don't want to call in, because some people don't want to call in or don't want to talk on air. But you can always email any questions that you have, and we'll be glad to answer them and put them out there on air just to see what, you know, what kind of responses we get. But, yeah, this is going to be fun. I'm excited. Mario will be back. That's going to be fun. I don't know if you guys remember, but in the first season, Mario was like, it's a blow my mind how dedicated he was. He delivers mail. So we started in the wintertime, and Mario would be out there in the snow, 30 below, like, okay, I got my questions. I'm only going to be able to be on for a minute. You know what I'm saying? But that is dedication. Anytime you have somebody who is still, you know, there's no excuses. Well, I'm still at work. I ain't going to be able to be on. No, he was still at work with his questions, delivering mail in the snow, in the cold. People don't do that. So when you get somebody that does that, that is dedicated and supportive of your vision and just to, you know, come on board, like, That's God. Again, that's God. I can't give anybody else the credit but him. So I'm excited to get on. I believe the relationship show is going to be very interesting. He's already started posting some questions on his page on Facebook, and people have been responding. So I'm excited. It's different. It's very different. It's definitely a switch from what we typically talk about, which is publishing and writing, and we're not getting away from that. We're just kind of adding something else to the table. But we're not getting away from the authors and writers. We're still going to have different authors and writers on the show. I'm going to start scheduling people for those particular interviews. And like I said, if you would like to be a guest on the show, feel free to email me at blackwriterspace@gmail.com. That's with two S's. Also, another thing I have to tell you guys is that Miss Loca will be having her first interview. Someone wants to interview me, and I am so excited. It will be September 2nd. I'm going to post on Facebook the radio station. It's not a radio station here in Chicago. It's actually in Jackson, Tennessee. And I know, right? Jackson, Tennessee. So, it's a live radio station. It's not a blog talk. So I'm just really like, wow, honored. And I got the email, and the email was for someone else initially. One of my authors here in Chicago. She was, I think she was trying to interview. So when I sent the email back, I'm like, who are you trying to interview? Myself or that person? And she said, well, I'm not an author, but I do have the radio show, this and whatever. When I got through telling her everything we had going on at Black Writers Space, the radio show, the different projects, because I have a couple, I have one project coming up with the, it's called Authors Hustle Hard, and I'm starting with male authors, and each one is going to write a chapter in the book, contribute a chapter in the book, and it's going to be cool. And they're basically going to talk about their experience in the publishing game, the hustle, the business aspect of it, the marketing part, just, you know, their own stories. So I'm excited about that. I've been getting my author agreements back, and I'm just kind of waiting to get the rest back so I can do a final count and get going with that and do the itinerary for the project and everything. Miss Mocha, will be in a book that is scheduled to drop January 2014. It's a project called The Entrepreneur Within with Julie Holloway is the author. Awesome, awesome, amazing person. She is she had the first book. And it's kind of the same where she had 15 entrepreneurs, I believe. Each one wrote a chapter in the book telling their own story, their experience in that. And it's amazing. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So she's doing book number two now. And when I saw the first book, I told her I want to be in the second book. So she's doing the second book now. So I will have a chapter in that book. I'm excited finally be able to expose my author title because, of course, I'm a writer, but haven't really published anything yet. So I'm excited about that. But I will be posting the information about my interview on Facebook, between Facebook and Twitter. So please look for that. She did send me the email back. She said, I'd rather have you on. I can get them on later. And I was like, wow. Okay, I don't have a book. I don't have anything, but she wants to interview me. That's God. That's favor. That's what you call favor. So, again, just wanted to update you guys on everything that we have coming up. And please look forward to the relationship show and Black Writer Space coming back on the scene. And our new addition to the team. So just wanted to touch bases with you guys, and we're excited. I'm excited. Please listen in. I'm sure you guys are going to go back and listen to this show. So I did make sure I tell you to sign up for our email list, and if you want to be a guest on the show, everything kind of relates back to my email. So you can always contact me on Facebook, Twitter, or hit me up, and it's been great. Again, have a blessed and awesome day. Don't let anything negative get in your way, and we will talk to you soon. Be blessed.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God. We are your people. Let's sing it like this together. the problem.
The problem may be.
He's in control.
He's in control and he knows
yep,
everything.
I have the victory cause.
I have the victory for he is my king.
In him I live, I move.
In him and I live, move and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what.
No matter what. The problem may be.
He's in control.
He's in control and he knows everything.
How do you know that you got the victory?
I have the victory for he is my king.
In him I live, I move.